Well, was too much made of this thing?
I think definitely. You know, things were said definitely out of frustration. I think everybody on this team knows well that I care about my teammates and I care about winning. Whether we win or lose, I would love to be a part of that. You know, whether you know, whatever happens, and you know, things happen. I let my emotions, I let the little guy on this shoulder, you know, get too much in my ear. And you know, I said some things without talking to Coach Fisher before. I made some of the comments that I made. But as far as me not caring about the game and not paying attention, I mean, if we all rewind the film and look at it, I was on the sideline next to Ernest Byner the whole time. So I was definitely well in tune with the game. You know, I just let my emotions get the best of me. But
Are you satisfied with whatever explanation you got about number of carries and your role in the offense?
I'm definitely satisfied. You know, things happen. We got down in the game early, so we had to go into, you know, pass mode to try to get us back in the game. You know, I think CJ helped us out in that category a lot, so things happen. But, you know, it happens that way sometimes. You just can't, you know, get oversensitive or, you know, let your other side get the best of you. You know, I am a fierce competitor, and I love winning football games. You know, a lot has been said about me the last couple of days, you know, about me falling in the draft because of this reason and, you know, things like that. But, you know, it's plain and simple that every team I've ever played on, I've done nothing but win. You know, if you go to high school, college, Pop Warner, wherever, you know. So I just love winning football games. And, you know, whether I'm in the game not winning or losing, I just want to be a part of it. But, you know, I have talked to Jeff Fisher. Things are straightened out. I apologize to him firstly because, you know, he is a great coach. You know, he's done a lot of great things for me. You know, he's gave me an opportunity when nobody else has. So I feel like I owed him an apology before anybody else. So I've sat down with him and I have discussed things. And, you know, we worked through it, you know. And that's him being the great coach that he is. He understood, you know, why the things were being said. And, you know, none of it was directed towards my teammates. And the fact that I really didn't care about them or I wasn't in tune to the game, it was just more out of, you know, outburst of me, you know, just being upset with the way things played out.
He's been talking about reestablishing the run. You're obviously going to be a crucial ingredient in that the rest of the way.
Yeah, yeah, I think, you know, when Coach Fisher was successful in all his years and, you know, even now, you know, the run game is a major part of what he does. And, you know, whether it's me, CJ, or Q, or Ahmad, you know, whoever's out there, you know, I think he wants to get back to that, you know. And, you know, he's going to count on us to get that run game going again. And, you know, if he calls my number, I'm more than willing and you know, ready to accept it. You know, the bar. I'm gonna do everything I can to, you know, help win the game, get the team back on track so we can start another win streak up.
What did Jeff tell you, your conversation with him, what did he tell you? Was he upset or did
he told me my earrings look very nice on TV.
Was there anything that happened on the sideline with Coach Byner that maybe precipitated some of this?
I don't know. Ernest Byner, he's my coach. I don't know. I don't think, you know, not one person, you know, dictates what's going on during the game or who's going to play and whatnot, you know. I just think the way the game played out, we had to, you know, air the ball out more, and they liked their chances with CJ out there. So, you know what happened. But that's one game. We're down one game. We're 10-1. We're still at the top of the AFC. That's the best thing about it, you know. People call this adversity or anything. I think, you know, some person said it well, you know. It wasn't about me, you know. It's more about losing, you know. And I like to play more, like I said, whether it's a loss or not, you know. But things happen. You know, I lost my cool, which is not appropriate at any given time. But, you know, it happened. Now I got to move on.
Do you think things will change as a result of that? That your peers will go up?
I don't know. I don't think what happened Sunday night with me saying anything is going to increase or decrease anything. You know, I think Jeff wants to set the level back to what Jeff is normally, you know, doing. You know, and when he had Eddie, he ran the football. You know, and he continues to do that. So if he needs me, CJ, you know, my whoever to step up and run the ball, I'm going to be right there for him.
He ran for 1,100 yards last year. Do you think they're forgetting what you're capable of too quickly?
Who's that?
The coaching staff.
Nah, Jeff is fully aware. Well, you know, that's my number one fan on the team. So I, you know, like I said, there's nothing that has to do with me and Jeff. It's not a personal issue with me or anybody on this team. You know, there's not anything with Smash and Dash or there's going to be a feud between me and him. There's nothing like that, you know. I need him as much as he needs me. And I feel like if he's out there, he gives me a better opportunity to do what I need to do to be the best football player I can be. So, you know, Jeff believes in me. I know Dinger and those guys believe in me. My teammates believe in me most of all. So it's time to move forward from it. It was a stupid mistake. Things happen, you know. I think if I was somebody else, you know, it just would be, you know, a normal anything. But, you know, it's me, so, you know, that's the reason why I fell in the draft.
So what you're saying is, Lindell, you're just sorry you said it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I'm sorry for you guys. I want to get that corrected. I'm not saying anything. I'm not sorry for no media at any standpoint. I'm more sorry because my teammates know me better than that, and they know that when it comes to football, this is my livelihood. This is what I live for. I wake up in the morning, I go to sleep thinking and breathing football. So when I say I don't care about it, and then I rant and rave about that, obviously that shows you that I care about it that much. Because if you don't care about something, you let it go and you walk away from it. I care about this game. You know, I live this game, and I'll die for this game. This is what I do. This is my job. You know, this. You guys come here and you ask us the questions. You put the camera in front of our face. This is how you guys make a living. I make a living by going out there and showing what I can do. So, you know, when that's taken away from you, you get a little bit upset and you get a little bit uneasy, and you end up saying things you regret. And I regret saying some of those things I can't. And, again, it's not for the media purposes at all. It's because my teammates know that I'm here to fight for them and win for them.
What was Jeff's explanation to you that makes you feel better about things moving forward?
There's no explanation. Me and Jeff have a great understanding. You know, when Jeff, you know, drafted me, you know, I've talked to him. My relationship with him has been unreal. Whenever there's any type of situation going on in my life, whether it was my grandmother when she passed away, him during, you know, the playoff run, letting me go home to be with my family, you know, him letting me fly directly home, you know, for the court situations and things like that, you know, Jeff's been there for me. So, you know, I have nothing but faith in him. And, I mean, I'm going to be a Titan for a long time. You know, I'm going to be here. This is where I want to be. This is my home. So, you know, I got to deal with him because I don't think he's going nowhere anytime soon.
He didn't make an assurance to you that, okay, you're going to start getting some more carries here over the next
I think if he made an assurance to me, can y'all go y'all find that out for me and y'all come back and report that to me? If y'all could do that for me, I truly would appreciate it.
He didn't make any promises.
No, we don't make promises here. Well, only thing we can't promise is that we're going to come out here and I'm going to do everything in my power to, you know, help my team win football games. And if that's getting three more carries again and not playing at all or playing the whole game, however it is, that's what I'm going to do. You know, my number one thing on this team and in my life is to win. I hate losing. I never liked losing. You know, a lot of in my career, you know, I have a great career. I have a lot of rings to prove it. So hopefully I can continue here and get another one.
It doesn't sound like he's going to take any kind of disciplinary action, but is part of you ever worried of making it set enough to maybe earn yourself?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think, like I said, Jeff has a great understanding. You know, he's been coaching this team for 15 years, so he's been through ups and downs, the goods and bads, the AFC championships, the 4-12 seasons, to understanding that certain times in careers or certain times that some people under pressure or, you know, with not having the right state of mind can make a wrong comment or say something that they really don't mean. You know, Jeff's very understanding about that. I think I have the best head coach in the game. And I mean that from a number of views, just the way he treats us at practice, you know, how he limits us sometimes in practice, he cuts back, you know, he gives us late days to sleep in. He has an open door policy where you can knock on his door and speak to him about anything. And that's why I feel like, you know, I was in the wrong about it because I could have spoke with Jeff and before I made anything public, you know, but I didn't. And, I have to live with that, you know, and now I got to live with all the, you know, the ESPN smart guys that know everything. And, you know, just everything that they know, it's awesome to hear. You know, I sit at home and I laugh at some of the things they say, but, you know, I guess that's why they get paid the big bucks or whatever they get paid.
In terms of on the sideline, it seemed like that you were upset about something and Vince came
I was upset because I dropped the football.
The Vince came over and kind of calmed down.
We threw a couple footballs. I was upset about dropping the football. I dropped the football. I that was a big play. We could have probably got a first down. I probably could have got about 10 yards if I would have caught that ball and helped the chains move. So, Vince, I was really upset about that. Vince came over to me and told me, don't worry about it. Let's catch a couple balls and get your hands right and then get back out there and make something happen.
Was there any kind of conversation with Ernest over there? I mean, where you guys just did eye to eye?
I don't know. There's a lot of times you don't see eye to eye with a lot of things that go on, but I don't know if there's emotional or anything that made me do anything to him or him do anything to me. You know, that's my coach. I respect him to the highest level. He knows the game well. This is what he has done for the last, you know, 20-some years of his life. So he knows definitely what's right for me. So, you know, even if there is something that's been said or, you know, anything that went on, you know, he understands that maybe I was upset about dropping the ball. And, you know, he respects that. But, you know, there was no problem with me and Ernest. There still is no problem with me and Ernest. You know, that's my coach. I respect him. And, you know, I'm going to listen to whatever he needs to tell me.
There's no physical altercation. Some people are saying they
physical.
Saw.
Do I have a black eye or does he have a black eye? If I get in any physical confrontation, I want to make sure somebody has something kind of bruised to remember. So I'm probably going to get in trouble for it. So
did you give him a little bit of a shot?
I don't remember that.
Get hurt. Thank you.